All right, then. Who will be next? Got plenty of wood to burn and time to pass. The prayers won't be done till the morn. Anyone willing to tell another tale? Eh? Well, I know. I suppose then I should tell one. To only be fair. But what to tell? What tale? So, the Black Well.
Captain, you've already told that one.
Have I, then?
That you did, Captain. That you did.
Well, thanks for that, Eaves, Winchwind. Then mayhap the one about the walking iron forest of...
You told that one in class last week.
Well then, what is it that everyone wants to hear? Eh?
How did you find Lysander?
That's good. I'd
like to hear that.
Oh, well, you see, that's, Fine, then. Fine. I wasn't born the courier's life. I never was a novice or an apprentice, and I was never brought up with the words right wrongs and due mercies lovingly whispered in my ear. I had an entirely different experience before I heard the courier's call. I was a younger man once, a man who made mistakes, who trusted the wrong people, and that trust led me on a path that took me to Anders Rock. Now, Anders Rock is a red feather prison, a miserable, cold, wet spire of stone that juts from the ocean's foaming maw, lashed with rain and spray under an endless black sky. There is no other land for days by bird or ship from Anders Rock. And once you've come to the rock, you never leave. And I arrived, sentenced to spend the rest of my days there. It was a cruel and lonely place. I was given a dark cell with only a single light and only the lizards to keep me company. The place was infested with lizards. Big ones, small ones, medium-sized ones, green ones, brown ones. They'd find their way into your cell and nibble on your fingers and toes while you slept. Or they'd steal the meager food they'd give you once a day. I say a day, but what was time on Anders Rock? Time meant nothing. What is a day or a night when nothing marks its passing? Did they feed us once a day or every other day? Was the light replaced every week, every month, every year? I don't know. And after a while, I stopped trying to figure it out. Marky me. I think they did things at random. Kept us guessing. With no time to count and all the time to sit and think, my mind began to slip. I'd see things in the dark. Movement, or lights, or shadows that walked. Once, I thought I saw a tiny airship, its weave aglow, sailing around the roof of my cell. And as time stretched on, the food they brought me was less and less, and the water less palatable. Aye, Lysander, those were hard times. But one day, for whatever that word is worth, I woke in my cell to find the straw moving. At first, I thought it was another one of the lizards, which, by the way, made some pretty good eating. I waited to see if it would come out so I could spring on it. But to my unimaginable surprise, it wasn't a lizard at all. It was a scraggly, half-starved kitten. Aye, it was. A small, wee thing, all black, with white little paws and wide, bright eyes. He stumbled out of the hay, all wobbly-legged and squinting at me, and trotted right up and let out the most indignant, high-pitched squeal I'd ever heard. I've no clue how it got into my cell, or where it come from, but there he was all the same. Hungry and tired and cold, just like me. At first, I thought I'd shoo him away, put him outside my bars and nudge him, but he stubbornly stayed put. I tried ignoring him, but I awoke to find him nestled in the considerable beard I'd grow. Tried telling the guard who brought my food and water, but the kitten was nowhere to be seen in the moment, and he thought I was crazy, seeing cats and there was none to be seen. For a moment, I thought maybe I'd just dreamed the kitten. But he ate my food while I wasn't looking, and I figured since I was hungry and he wasn't, he was probably real. At least I was reasonably sure. In the end, the kitten stayed, and I called him Lizard for what I thought he'd been. Eventually, that got shortened to Liz. Liz of Anders Rock. Or, naturally, Lysander. But as time stretched on, and Lysander grew, I began to worry. Lysander hunted down all the lizards in or around my cell until the blighters no longer came round, and the food they brought me grew less and less, and soon we were both starving. You wouldn't have known it looking at Lysander, though. He played and jumped about, climbing on me and the walls, and even squeezing through the bars to romp about the level we were on. But I watched the two of us grow thinner and thinner and weaker and weaker. We both slept more, curled up together in the corner for warmth. More than once I'd fall asleep with the soft rumble of his purrs as he put his head under my chin. He even licked my beard, didn't you, Lysander? As if to tell me, look at the state you're in. Can't even clean yourself properly, huh? But things began to grow dire as our strength waned and the lizards never came back for us to eat. And the food they gave became almost non-existent. I began to figure that they that ran Anders Rock must have thought I'd overstayed my welcome and hoped to show me the door, as it were. And I remember one night, or day, or I'm not sure, Lysander was laying in the crook of my arm, his head resting on my chest, a bit bigger, but still a young cat. I thought to myself how weak he looked, thin, and how if this went on, I'd be the one to outlast him. All of his life and energy and love for me suddenly gone. And I couldn't bear that, not in the bit. I loved this skinny little creature. I loved him. And I vowed to whatever Lumen was listening that I'd make sure he survived. If it came down to him or me, I'd make sure it was him. When my food came next, I made sure Lysander ate the whole thing. Marky me, it was hard. I was so hungry. But I was true to my word. And when my food came a second time, I gave it all to Lysander again. And I knew, deep down I knew, this was probably the end of Silas Dennison. Giving up his life for a stray cat. But then something happened. After just two full meals, Lysander grew stronger, healthier. The bright shine came back into his coat, and his eyes were clear and cunning again. I felt better too, stronger, less hopeless. Time continued to pass. Lysander found the strength to go out into the prison and hunt more lizards. He grew larger and stronger every day, and as he grew strong, so did I. Yay, I wasn't as tired out as I'd been, and I began to put back on some weight. And even when the food stopped altogether, we still endured. Two of us, together, stronger than before. And with the guards no longer looking in on us and our strength restored, it wasn't long before Lysander and I escaped. And we've been together ever since, haven't we, Lysander? Aye. And that's, as they say, is that.
And that's that?
What is it, Hymnal?
How did you escape? How'd you survive without food, water? How did you escape? Did you form a magical connection? What happened?
Marky me, I'm not sure how it happened. This connection between Lysander and me. Perhaps Lysander is more than he appears. After all, I'd say he's a cat of greater than average cat intelligence. Not to mention he's over a decade old, yet he looks like a cat who's only a few years old. Regardless, there could be any number of explanations for his strange attributes.
Maybe you found a baby changeling trapped in their animal form. Or maybe Lysander is an arcanist familiar sent by someone to rescue you.
Or maybe he's a lumen. You did call on a lumen, right? That was in there, right? All possibilities, aye. But maybe we'll never know. Truth be told, I'm all right to let sleeping lumens lie. It is what it is. Without him, without me, I know for as sure as the butcher is owed blood, the two of us wouldn't be here.
And how did you escape this super dangerous, super unescapable red feather prison?
Oh, well, That's a story for another time, isn't it?
Aww.
Oh, Captain.
That's not enough, Captain.
Aye.